I thought it might be fun to have a bonus podcast just containing the interview that I did with Leith FM about the book in December 2009. This is in addition to the weekly podcasts, which will continue as usual. I hope you enjoy.
You're listening to Leith FM 98.8. Also, listen online at leithfm.co.uk. Now, joining us in the studio now is Dr. John Elliott. He has a book out, Insights in Jazz, An Inside View of Jazz Chord Progressions. Welcome, Dr. John Elliott.
Good to be here.
So, just to tell us a little bit about your background in jazz.
Well, I'm a jazz pianist. I've been playing jazz piano since I was about 14 years old. And I was very fortunate to have a piano teacher called Chris Norton, who might be known to some listeners as having the Boosie and Hawkes series called Micro Jazz. So he got me into jazz at quite an early age. And got
at age 14 you were taught by him?
14 years old, yeah. So I was lucky in that he got me into, you know, listening to and taking down chords from you know, simple jazz tunes quite early on.
So was that an influence from your family? Was he known to...
No, I was just lucky because I grew up in Yorkshire, in York, and he happened to be at York University, and so I was able to get him as a teacher.
Brilliant.
So is this book for people specifically interested in jazz improvisation, or can anyone enjoy it, would you say?
Well, yeah, it is. It's a book, definitely a book for players. I mean, the challenge that jazz players have compared to classical players is that we're expected to know, you know, a large repertoire of jazz standards, say, you know, 200 or 300 songs. And then someone might come up and ask us to play it, and if a singer comes and wants to be accompanied, they want to be accompanied in any key. So, you know, you really have to know the tune really well. You have to know the chords, and you have to be able to play it in all 12 possible keys. So that's what the book's really about.
So would you say that it's a very particular challenge to be a jazz musician, perhaps even more difficult than classical?
Well, I don't know if it's more difficult. I don't know if it's more difficult, but it's, you know, it is very different. I mean, you know, what I would say is that if you're a classical player, then typically you'd spend a lot of your time learning to be able to read anything that's put in front of you, any possible music that's put in front of you. You know, the aim is, as a classical player, is that you'd be able to sit down and just sight read it and play it perfectly right first time. As a jazz player, it's almost like completely the opposite. You know, most of the time you don't use music, but you'd be expected to be able to improvise over a set of changes that you might not have heard or seen before.
So have you developed a particular method then in order to work around these restrictions?
Yeah, what I've done is I've taken 238 jazz standards and I've analysed them to look for chunks of chord progression that's common across them all, and given them names and then drawn a chart for each one so that, you know, if you've got the book, you can search through it electronically, and you can find, you know, it makes learning, say, 200 or 300 tunes much faster, because typically this could take you, you know, 20 years or so. And that's why, you know, the image of jazz players is people who have been playing for quite a long time before they've actually mastered the repertoire. My hope is that this book can help people, you know, very quickly get the insight into the jazz standards by looking at 300 songs or 200 songs and say, oh yeah, that chunk happens there, but it also happens in these other 30 other songs or so on, and very quickly learn to hear what that sounds like and then therefore be able to play over it without knowing what's coming next necessarily.
And it's a very interactive book, isn't it? Because I know there's an electronic accompaniment to it.
That's right. So the book comes in two forms. There's a print form, which you can get from jazzwise.com. Which also comes with a CD, and the CD's got some audio tracks where I've played these bricks or chunks of chords. I've played them so that the user of the book can get to know what they sound like. But also on that CD there's a PDF, an electronic file, which has all of the charts for these 238 songs, so you can electronically search through them. The other form of the book is electronic form that I sell from my website, which is www.dropback.co.uk, and there you can get the whole thing in a PDF form.
So have you become a teacher then, a jazz teacher? Or
yeah, I do. Yeah. I do teach. I teach jazz piano anyway, but I'm really interested in this aspect of the teaching. So, you know, I'm interested in teaching any players of jazz, or any instrument or vocalists or anything that are interested in actually understanding chord progressions.
So obviously this is quite a strict discipline, learning how to improvise over particular chords. So what would attract a particular musician to jazz, would you say?
how can I answer what would attract somebody else? I mean, I think, you know, jazz has an interesting reputation now for maybe for not having the following that it's had in the past. But I think, you know, people are still in awe when they see somebody who can improvise over a set of changes. And I think there's a great heritage there that that people are interested in, you know, still tapping into.
Do you think there is an incorrect perception, perhaps, that people think that you don't really need to know the chord progressions, it's just straight improvisation?
Absolutely, completely wrong, yeah. There's all sorts of interesting research. There's some really good books coming out now. It's interesting, it's taken, you know, quite a few years from the times when the peak of jazz, say, in the 50s and 60s, when there was a lot of rubbish written by journalists and so on about what, you know, how the improvisers were thinking about it when they were doing it. But it's only now that we're seeing texts coming out where we're actually seeing the truth about, you know, that they don't just, they're not just inspiration. It's like the classic, you know, it's 99% perspiration, 1% inspiration. That's what improvisation is like as well.
And of course, you play yourself in a trio. I'm just going to put on a little sample of that. We'll come back to you in just a second, but I think we'll just hear a little bit from Hampton's Pulpit here. Okay, we'll just leave that playing away in the background for a little bit. That's Hampton's Pulpit by Dr. John Elliott's Jazz Trio. That's not the official name, but there you go. So it's you play a regular slot, I understand, with this trio.
Yeah, we've got a gig in the Shaw Bar in Leith, which has been running for, I believe, 20 years. The drummer, Rick Bramford, who lives just down the road here, he's been doing it for a lot longer than I have, but I've been doing it for the last couple of years, and it's every Tuesday night in the Shaw Bar.
And I imagine every show presents a new challenge, something different for you?
Yeah, it's lots of interesting new challenges. The one that was, the barrier that was moved most recently was that they actually replaced the piano, so now we've got a pretty much brand new upright piano in there, which makes life a lot better for me.
So an older instrument doesn't have more character or soul for you then?
No, I mean, the instrument on that recording there is actually their old piano, but, you know, older pianos that have been in bars for a long time tend to have difficulty holding their pitch and whatever, so yeah, it's nice to have a new one.
I was going to say that's a well-thumbed, if that's the right word, a well-fingered piano. I've been in there many a night when there's some punter.
Yes. So now they've got a nice, shiny, really glossy, shiny black one with a sign on it saying no drinks on the piano, which is quite good. No, I like playing in the jazz trio because we have, you know, acoustic bass and we have a proper drum kit, so it's like a real acoustic trio.
So are you never tempted then with any particular piece just to, you know, have the notes down, have it learned and just say, right, this is how I'm going to play it, or do you always want to improvise around it?
Yeah, I think you'd very quickly get very bored doing that, just repeating stuff. Yeah, so I mean, I think, yeah, we never really play any tune the same way twice. But that's what the book's really about. It's about getting a deep understanding of the chord progression so that basically you can understand what substitutions would work and, you know, you never get lost because you understand, you've got a very clear picture in your mind, literally a picture of where you are. And so it doesn't matter whether somebody else does a substitution or whatever, you still know that you've got the roadmap of where you're going.
Are there some musicians who could just never do that, do you think, or...
I think it can be taught. I think anyone could learn to do it. I think it just takes application. I think we've all got less and less time these days, and that's why I wanted to bring this book. I mean, you know, there's some very high quality real books out these days where you can get very good high quality chords for the problem in the past used to be that the only books that were available were on the black market and they didn't have the correct chords for all the tunes, and so everyone was kind of misinformed. Nowadays, there are really good, high-quality books out there that you can buy that are legal books with the correct chords in, but the consequence is that fewer and fewer people are actually learning tunes anymore. So we can all buy books, all got them on our shelves, and the younger people out there just haven't actually got around to learning them, so you haven't internalised them, and then that means that your playing doesn't really improve.
Right, well, just remind us where people can buy that book again, one more time.
Okay, so the print form of the book is available from jazzwise.com. They're based down in London. You can buy it direct from their website, or you can actually get it through Amazon and other standard forms.
Great Christmas present.
Absolutely.
And of
course, I think you get about five into a stocking, actually. or you can get it in ebook form from my website, which is www.dropback.co.uk.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for joining us tonight. It's been a pleasure. That was Dr. John Elliott. Thanks as well to all our guests we've had on. First of all, it was Vladimir McTavish we had on. And then I'm going to try this again. Benedict H. Hermansson, all the way from Iceland. It was an absolute pleasure to have them all. I've been Andrew Moyer.
I've been Annabelle Cooper. Remember to tune in tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
My name's John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, the book about how to remember jazz chord progressions, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions about the book or the method, then drop me an email at john@dropback.co.uk.